Hey guys, welcome back. It's the Savage Sandinos.
We missed you. We haven't been back for a minute, we know, but we live apart in different states, so we haven't really had time to come together again, but we're hyped to come back.
Yeah, Issa's been living her best life in Hawaii, and I'm out here in Oregon pulling through, so... You know, we talk, but we only see each other physically, like, in the summers. So she's back, and we actually just got back from Mexico.
It was so lit, and we were there for a week, and on our way back, like, the Uber to the airport was, like, 45 minutes. And the whole time, we were like, we need to elevate. I don't know what really, like, shook us in our minds, but we were, like... We're elevating every part of our life, like our bodies, the way we eat, the time we wake up, the people we hang around, like we analyze everything. Like,
everything, bro. Like, it was just the bus trip. I had just graduated. I just finished school, and Issa had just, she has more years. She just came back too. And like, so we were back for the summer. Day after I graduated, boom, we out here. We went to Mexico and to just celebrate and like relax. And we had so much fun. Like, it was a vibe. And then, yeah, as she was saying on the way back to the airport, it's a 45-minute drive, and we're just in this Uber. And, like, I don't know what even sparked it, but, like, I know why we were thinking we need to level up, you know? We just need to be, like, leveling up.
We were, like, at... The pool, it's an all-inclusive resort, so we were just at the pool, you know, drinking a lot, and we went to the gym one day. We thought we were going to go, like, every day, but after that week, we were like, we obviously had so much fun, but we just did not really do anything, so, you know, like, productive, as you, I guess you could say, so we were just in the car, like, okay, this
what's our next move?
We need to do something. Right. Because we met a lot of friends there too, and they like they travel like once every month. They like
read hella books. Yeah. Like they were really like honestly inspiring to us. And like we've both been kind of just like we want to surround ourselves with like boss ass bitches so that we can just level up, like continuously level up. Because not to sound cocky, but we were feeling good. Like, we, you know, we were feeling good in Cabo. Like, we got, like, you know, attention. But, like, we were like, okay, if we can level up even more, we'll be unstoppable, you know?
Exactly. And, like, just, I mean, every day, because we've been slaying every day. Like, for some examples, we don't watch TV anymore. I mean, once a week. But, like, you know, that's one thing. Like, we're eating really good. We do things productive in our lives that, you know, like, are reaching toward our goals so that next summer we can just,
achieve these goals. Yeah. Like, we're really planting the seed. We're kind of in, like, the plan prepare, like, stage of this, I'd say. You know, because, like, okay, just for example, like, we're in the whole 45 minutes. We're like, okay, actionable steps. Where do we want to be? How do we get there? Like, we're really just out loud, just speaking it into existence. This is what we're going to do. We need to hold each other accountable, grow together, you know? And we come home, both of us immediately, we clean our room, like clean the rooms. We have our vision boards. We made vision boards when the new year came. We have them hanging in our room, and like I've been looking at mine and like just kind of thinking like where I want to be. And then we've also been hitting the gym, like waking up early, hitting the gym. And we've been reading and just like really just like taking time to just like plan, prepare where we want to go. And we were thinking, where do we want to be this exact next summer? You know, like where are the places we want to visit and what do we want to look like and like be like when we're there?
And we don't want to be in Portland. So that's why we're like, we're getting out and we're making moves to just do things. Like next summer is going to be iconic. And even though the summer is amazing also, but the reason why the summer is also good is because, we're just doing things that we, you know, we're going to new water places we've never been to, driving around, doing hot girl walks.
All
like
the time.
We dress up. I mean, we dress up everywhere good wherever we go. But like,
it's been a new kind of.
Exactly. And we've been having good experiences on the hot girl walks.
Yeah.
Like, conversations we don't have. And. It's just been good.
Yeah, it's been good. And so, anyways, this 4 for 4 minute intro is really just to talk about, like, our ambitions as a writer. Like, ambition. It's a huge, like, that's, like, top of my list for, like, I'm not looking for a man, but, like, in a man, I want an ambitious man, you know?
Determination, yeah.
Right. And then I also am like, well, I need to be like that myself and surround myself like with people that are ambitious. And so, yeah, the point of our podcast is just to kind of be like, kind of like shake you awake, like ambition. Like, what do you want to do? Like, where do you want to be? How are you going to achieve that? You know, like, I just think like every day I wake up, I'm like, what did I achieve today? You know, like I didn't like... Thank God I'm alive today. Yeah. You know, like tomorrow is never promised. Like, what are you gonna do today? Achieve today? That's working towards your goals. You know, mm-hmm. like, how are we gonna make these steps? Like, take these steps to be where we want to be. Like, you just got to be ambitious. Like, there is really nothing that's too far. Like, we've been talking to the universe, bro. We've been manifesting. Like, and it comes with ease when you really just like. Say it and demand it and work towards it, you know? Like,
I've been reading, I just finished this book, You Are a Badass. If you read it, it actually, like, it's literally like changed, like, literally, it's so, like, sounds so, like, corny, but, like, it literally did change my life. I used to be the person that did not want to read ever. I used to be like, hey, I hate books. You're a nerd if you read. But this book, you guys have to get it. Mm. And it talks about, first of all, like, your subconscious mind and what, like, you know, your beliefs that are deep down. Maybe you have a bad relationship with money. Maybe you think money is, I don't know, makes you feel bad, makes you feel greedy or something. Just so many subconscious thoughts. Mm. And also it talks about the things you want to do, you can achieve them. No matter how far-fetched it is, if you want to be sitting with the president next in his pool, you know, doing whatever you want, that can happen. Mm. It doesn't matter the how. Mm. You just have to trust in the universe and think, okay, I'm gonna get the swimsuit that I want. What swimsuit am I gonna be wearing with the president? Mm. What food am I gonna be eating? How am I gonna be looking like?
Yeah.
You know, everything, like, just get to that point. Mm. It doesn't matter how you're gonna do it. It's no matter how crazy it is, and no matter what anyone tells you, also, mm. everyone will also be like, they'll always be like, how are you gonna do that?
Yeah.
If you want to move to like Italy, for example, and buy a house, people might be like,
you can't do that.
You don't even know the language. You have a family here. You have this and this and this and that.
Doubters.
It doesn't matter what anyone says, mm. it's possible to do it. And that's yeah. how successful people reach what they did, because they trust in the universe. And also, mm. What was I gonna say? I forgot.
Well, yeah, I mean, just hearing that alone, like, it really made me think of just like our parents. Like, you know, we're sisters, and like both of our parents grew up in poverty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, had nothing, like, really just yeah. like had to work their asses off, like, grind, and like the odds were all not in their favor, you know, like, at all. And like, they grinded, like, they absolutely grinded, and like, they're just so ambitious, hard workers, like, and it, I think, just like seeing that, I'm like, damn, like, I, like, my parents, I'm just, like, really inspired, you know, by them. And I'm, like, I can do that, too. And I see, like, people, like, I know some of y'all are going to be, like, what the fuck? But, like, Kim Kardashian, I know she's, like, born into fame. Like, I mm-hmm. get that. I know that. And I know she's, like, so privileged as is. But still, like, she really just, like, does what she wants. Like, who the fuck would ever thought, like, 10 years ago that Kim Kardashian would be a lawyer? Like, yeah. really, you think about that and you're like, no way.
Everyone was like, yeah. she's going to be a lawyer.
And she did it. Like, she worked her ass off, and she literally is a lawyer.
And that's what I was going to say, is also in the book, like, once you start to do the things you want to do, or once mm. you start manifesting, just like saying what you want and really feeling it, you can't yeah. just say it and like be in bed eating mm. ice cream. You have to like
work
really
it.
Feel it and work towards it. But once you start doing that, it said, like, she said so many examples in the book that so many bad things will happen to you. People will get, you'll get in a car crash. Someone, you know, just bad, bad, bad things that make you want to be like, oh my God, okay, this is it. I tried, mm. whatever. But that's so many people go through, like, failures, I guess mm. you could call them, but they're not really failures, because if you just look past that, if you have tunnel vision and say, I don't care, whatever comes to me, I'm going to reach my goal, you're going to do it. And that's happened, like, with, I guess, Kim, you could say also, like, so many bad things has happened to her. Obviously, so many good things, too. But, like, she doesn't care. She will get what she wants. And that's just what the energy that we need. Yeah. You need to surround yourself around people that work. But, like,
get your fucking work.
But, like, actually, like, I don't want to be around people that don't inspire me. I don't want to be around people that gossip and sit around, get up at 12 o'clock and watch TikTok for a couple hours. Like, you need to be, you know, doing something. You need to, even if you're depressed, like, look in the mirror, say good things about yourself, get in a cute outfit, brush your teeth, you know, do things that, like, you know, little steps. It doesn't have to be a huge jump, but, like, you know, you have to start doing something.
Yeah, I saw this one quote, like, gossiping, it's just like a low vibrational frequency, and it's demanding attention, but, like, you're seeking in the wrong ways
and you're insecure
and you're obviously, but, like, and I don't know, like, even the TikTok thing, like, I admit I still have TikTok and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and because I've changed my feed, which is also another thing. Like, I used to have feeds that were, like, funny, shopping, you know, like, and just, like, things like that. But, like, most of my feed now is, like, either spiritual things or really just, like, inspiring, actionable, just, like, more inspiring things. And so when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, this is a new good book that I want to get. Or, like, oh, this is, like, a new way to have thought about, like, just anything, you know, like, and so I'm like, if you also are, like, changing what you're consuming media wise, like, that's also huge. Like really what you're eating is, like, what you're consuming, like, media wise is, like, what, like, you're feeding yourself. And yeah, like, oh, there was another thing that I was gonna say, but I low key forgot. I think it was when you were talking about, like, Kim, and, oh, it was just, I think it was, like, oh, when you think of who the person who you want to be is, like, you visualize that person, and I saw this on TikTok, and, like, she was, like, who is that person you want to be? Be mad specific, like, what does her hair look like? Her eyelashes, not only just the physical, you know, like, body or whatever you want, like, but, like, where does she hang out? What kind of books does she read? What does she do? Like, you really picture that person. Where does she live? Where does she, how does she talk? Like, everything. And then you just be that person. You just take those steps and be, act as if you're already that person who you are. And then you're, like, unknowingly working towards becoming that person, and you become that person. And eventually, like, you will, you attain that, like, you become that person. And so, like, I think, I guess just, like, really, like, visualizing things, but then also working towards that.
You have to be precise. Like, the universe loves
precision.
Precision and detail. Like, just after I finished the book, it said, write down in your notes or whatever, like, every, like, who do you want to be? Who do you hang around? Where do you live? How hot is it there? Everything. So you write it down in your notes and you read it to yourself every day. Because so, like, for example, you'll be like, ugh, like, I don't look good that day. Or even just being like, oh, that picture's ugly. Like, you cannot say bad things about yourself. It's obviously easier said than done, but you're going to believe it. And it's the same energy. Saying you look good and saying you look bad takes the same amount of energy and work. So once you start saying good things about yourself and who you want to be and who you will become, there's no, if you have no negotiation, I will be doing this. And what goals are you going to take? It doesn't matter the how. It's just, okay, just let the universe take you. Don't be so controlling. You know, do the things you want to do and it'll get there. But you can't be, like, talking negative about yourself or others. It's so much, it's so much power in, like, words you say and things you do.
And, like, it's also just, I feel like, very karmic. Like, the way you talk about people, it's like, it takes so much energy. And for what? You're saying it behind their back. It's not doing you any good. It's really, like, what's the point? There's no point. Like, why? There's just no point in that. And, like, I think also being grateful is super important. Like, I have a gratitude journal. And just, like, basic things. Like, when you're walking to the gym or driving to the gym or whatever you're doing, cooking your meal, like just practicing gratitude. Like I'm grateful that I can see color. Like yeah. I'm grateful that, like, say you're going on a long ass walk and you're tired. I'm grateful my legs work. Like
exactly.
Things like that. Trying to practice gratitude. I think also like when I've been bad at it lately, but like when I did it, I remember visually, I was just like, when I'd walk to the gym, I would practice that every morning and I would just say things that I was grateful for. Mm-hmm. And then I just started noticing like better things happening yeah. when I was more grateful. I was like, oh my God, like when you really do practice gratitude, like better things just come for you. Like yeah. you're in a higher vibration.
And so, and if you're like depressed, if you're in like complete debt right now or like the worst thing, like, but ever, like, it, the present moment is what sets you up for the future. You can't be thinking about the future to set up your future. Mm. The present moment, like, no matter what you're going through, whatever, the literal present moment is fine. Like, you know, unless you're, like, physically hurting or something. Mm. But the actual present moment you're in right now is okay. No matter the debt, no matter the hatred with whatever friendships you have, like, the present moment is fine. So you got to be grateful for being able to be in the present.
And, like, we know there's dire situations, yeah. you know, like, people go through horrible things. There's domestic abuse. There's, like, you know, poverty. Like, there's so many bad things. And, like, we're not saying that, like,
yeah,
get like, your ass up and work, yeah. you know, kind of vibe. But, like, we're saying, yeah, exactly. Like, you have to just be in the present moment and be like, okay, where do I want to be tomorrow? Like, yeah. what can I do right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can I set myself up?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just really being ambitious. And I'm like, I also created like a timeline recently, and it's like, where am I going to be in a year from now? What will I have done? What is my one big goal that I want to achieve? You know, like whether it's creating a business, whether it's like whatever, you know, like moving to somewhere I want or get it, like whatever it is, like really, I think just like trying to map out your life and be like really specific with it. Like even Kim, I mean, we keep circling back.
I know.
But I just keep thinking like she created that list of like what her man looks like. Like so specific, yeah. like perfect teeth, like blah, 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 blah. Like man, like just like writing it out. This is what it's gonna look like. My future perfect man.
Never settle. Like
never settle.
And that's another Kali Uchis in her song. She's like
Kali, love
the fantasy. She's like so many people. Like oh, I wish I had that. Like if only this could come true. Yes, it can come true. Like
yeah.
Like it. Impossible is it's nothing is impossible. Yeah. Literally, like and no matter how many people doubt you, and like JC, yeah, for relationships, like. You think, oh, like, that's not possible. There's no perfect relationship. But you can get a relationship that you desire. You can get everything you want in a man that you want. So never, whoever you like, just never.
Never settle.
Never settle.
Literally.
For anything, not even in relationships, ever.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I've even tried to, I've actually gotten way better at saying I hate men. Because, like, obviously I went through something a little bit traumatic. And I was like, I hate men. Like.
I thought you were saying you were getting better at saying that. I was like, that's not good.
No.
Okay.
Like when I went, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, like I hate men. They can't be trusted. They're both pigs, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, yes. Like some men suck.
Yeah, granted, exactly.
Some women suck.
Yeah.
You know? And like hyper-focusing on like the shit things that men can do. It wasn't getting me anywhere. Like, exactly. I hate men. Men suck. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
why did this always happen to me? Don't be a victim. You can't.
Don't be a victim.
You have to say.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for the man that's going to come into my life and treat me with respect.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for, you know, like, you can't be like, why does every guy catcall me? Why do I always, you know?
Yeah.
Just be like, I like the men who don't catcall me and who have respect for me, you know? Look at the positive. It takes the same energy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And it gets you somewhere when you're talking positive, you
right.
know?
And just, like, yeah, especially the victim thing. Obviously, everyone can feel like a victim at times. And it's okay to feel sorry for yourself a little bit at times, I guess. Like, you know, there's times when it's, like, not sorry for yourself. But, like, maybe you're just, like, in a little rut. And you feel, like, a little sad about something. Or you just need a little bit of, you know. Like, you need to feel emotions when they come to you.
Yeah.
That's good. But
staying in it for too long.
Staying in it and becoming the victim.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. I'm, like, we've all been through shit. Yeah. Everyone's been through exactly. different things.
Yeah.
But like,
and some people, yeah. traumatic.
Very traumatic but things.
You but will like, get over it.
Yeah. And it's in the past now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a victim to it. Like, the things that, like, you have the, there was another quote, something like, you didn't have the, you didn't choose what happened to you, but you are responsible for healing from it.
Exactly. You know? Like every bad thing that happens, there's always
character.
A lesson.
It's character development.
Yeah.
People who haven't gone through anything, stay away from me.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be, like, spoiled, just all up in your head. Like I can't yeah. stand people who haven't been through anything. Yeah. Like, you have no idea how grateful to be in this moment is. Like, if you haven't been through things, you know? Like,
I get it. Cause like some people like, you know, like some people just nothing, you know, like physical right. or like, you know, like they can't help, you know,
bad things, you know,
bad things happen, but
they're different.
Yeah. You exactly. know,
there's some people who
won't go out of their comfort zone and they want to stay and then nothing, they don't take risks, right. you know, they're just staying in like
right.
that comfort zone.
Right. But, or they still have a cushy life and they manage to complain about it. Like,
yeah.
there's people who have nothing and I'm like, you would never know because they're so grateful. Exactly. And so I think it's really, yeah, it's all about just being like positive, ambitious, and like, that's hard to do, but actually just trying to do that. And I think another thing is like, we've been able to hold each other accountable this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, we like, it's a stupid thing to be like, well, not, it's not stupid. Let me take that back. It's not stupid, but it's like, it's like very minimal thing, like to not watch TV. Because Issa and I loved our reality
we
TV.
We had to, we made our meals and we go, okay, what are we going to watch?
Yeah.
We had to watch, we binge watched, yeah. you know, we stayed home. It was a nice day outside and we're just inside.
Yeah, like, watching TV. Yeah. Or like, it's nighttime and we're watching TV and like.
And I get, because you,
in
you,
Portland, after a long it rains day, all the time.
Yeah, after a long day of work and yeah. you go back home and all you want to do is watch TV. Like,
right.
that makes sense to me. Like,
it does.
You know, you have, you work you all day and then you just want to rest right. and watch TV. That makes sense. But for us right now, like. It's
There's
summer,
no excuse.
Exactly, and like, and not even just in summer. Like, we're gonna
set this routine up. Yeah. Like, it's a routine.
Yeah,
it's all about making following that choice every single day.
Mm-hmm. Like, and we kind of not to say you don't have to go cold turkey, but
yeah.
like we kind of did go cold
we
turkey.
We did.
Like, you guys don't understand how often
we were
bro.
Obsessed,
and we went okay.
Ghostsburg.
We're gonna watch one thing one
a
week.
And period. Since we've been back, we have not wavered on that.
No,
we've been like. In the beginning, we were like, we should have watched.
What
no.
should we watch? Yeah. Nope.
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 And that's because it's difficult when you have no one to hold you accountable.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's also, you. I learned yeah. in the book too, you can do this to yourself. We watched it in a show back when we watched TV.
Yeah.
But like, it said, I forget what show it was, but it was like, oh, it was, I think Nathan For You.
Yeah,
and he was
it.
Like, if I don't do this, I'm send a nude or whatever yeah. of me to, you know, a person. It can be telling
yes.
your best friend, right? I am a lazy loser. Graffiti that on my fence if I don't reach this goal by this time.
Yeah.
Or have something in the mail,
yeah.
something disgusting, and
yeah.
send like to like your boss or something. And you
yeah.
have to reach that goal at that moment. Like
exactly.
it doesn't have to be anyone holding you accountable. You can hold yourself accountable.
Right.
Also with your bank account, like if you want to say. Never say you're broke because that's not
no.
manifesting anything good. Even if you are, don't say that.
Yeah.
Say, I'm so excited to get money. But anyways.
Or even like, I just saw another one that was like, oh, I don't have money for that. How to reframe that and be
yeah.
like, oh, the money is will find me if it's something that I need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Exactly. Like, but like the money, like.
Just reframing things.
Yeah. Never like set a certain price or number that you will never let yourself go below that number. So I just set a number in my
that's
bank account
idea.
That I said, I will never go below this. And that's one thing to do. But
budgeting, it's great. It's hard, I found it to be hard because I have a hard time, like, adding everything up. Like, oh, just spent, you know, like, whatever. Just bought something on Vinted, you know. Add that up with everything. Like I find it hard to do that, but I know there's like apps and there's ways to hold yourself accountable when
mm-hmm.
you're spending and buying things. like, you just have to find the routine that works for you, you know, like, find something that works for you.
But also with the budgeting, like, I know, like you said, the, like, if you don't have money, it's never say you don't want money, but say the money will find me if it comes. But also in the book, like, the girl, the author, she was deciding between, her car was totally beaten up, no window, broken seats, whatever. And she was like, maybe it's time for me to get a new car. So she was just going to go for like a Honda, kind of cheap Honda, but like, you know, moderate car. But then she was also, before the Honda place, she went to an Audi place and was looking around. And obviously the guy was trying to sell it to her. And she spent days thinking about it, test driving it, whatever. And she was like, the Honda's just, I have the money for the Honda. The Audi was something that, she said the money was for like a serious surgery she would need, or, you know, something serious. But she said eventually she got the Audi, and she got that not just because of the brand of the car, but because she knows this will bring her to a higher vibration. She knows she'll get a loan, whatever. She'll make the money back up. And that made her more ambitious to get, to do what she wants to do. So she said after she bought the Audi, she got so many more clients. So people paid her so much more. She traveled more. Everything because she got that Audi. She said, I made more money. And she knew that if she would have gotten the Honda, she would have been had the same money because it didn't higher her vibration at all. Like, no,
it,
you know,
it reminds me, shout out to Grace if you're listening to this, like, I love you, and literally hanging out with her is hilarious because she doesn't even spend money like that, but she, when she does, she's like, I don't care, it's paper, it's gonna come back. And she has just such a good relationship with it, and I love what, like, watching her spend money sometimes is just so funny. She's like, it, I literally don't care. I have no attachment to it. It will come right back and more.
Yeah.
She's like, whenever I spend my money, I it always comes back. She lives with no fear around money. She's like, it comes back and it, with more.
And she's manifesting that probably without even knowing she's manifesting.
And girl, she's a teacher. Like, come on now, you know, like she's a, you know, but she's like out here doing that. She's like, it comes back to me and with more. Like,
and that's, she a good has such a good
relationship with it. She's like, I full on trust. Like, I have no worry about it.
That's good.
No worry.
But then that's really good because she's saying it positively. But some people, like, they just spend, have no budget and don't do anything. True. And, like, I feel like some people, they just spend it on food and drinks and whatever. I mean, if that's what you want to spend your money on, spend your money on that. But I just feel like there's things to invest yourself in, you know, like the car was an investment, you know, doing things for yourself.
We're not telling you to blow your money.
Yeah, no. But and you're not telling you to, like, blow your money, ever.
Right.
But, like, you know, do things that will set you up. Even if you're like, damn, can I afford that? Yes, you can get it. If you really, really want it and if it's going to change you, get it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Literally. Yeah, I know. It's like, I think, I'm just like, I'm, whenever we have talks like this, I just continue to get inspired. And that's another thing, like, I think, like, especially having you home for the summer, it's kind of like a soundboard, just because I feel like we're very similar. Like, we were babysitting the other day, and the kid we're babysitting is like, oh my God, you guys are the same person, because we sound the same. We we react the same to a lot of things.
Same mannerisms. Same, like, mannerisms. Raise an eyebrow at the same time, you know? Like,
or we go, oh my God, we looked at
He goes, oh my gosh, you guys just said the same thing in the same tune. You go low and then high. Yeah. Really? Like, it's so
It's hilarious. And I'm like, it's so funny. Like, I, you know, I obviously feel like Issa is like my, my soulmate, other half, and like, I feel grateful for that. But even if you don't have someone you feel super close to, like, just trying to find media consumption that helps you feel like uplifted, or something else that makes you feel like empowered, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, really holding each other accountable and just being like, where do you want to go? Or like, oh, look at you, like, you know, like, damn, you did that, like,
yeah,
you know.
But like, yeah, media consumption is extremely important, because I had Instagram, or I do have Instagram. I mean, I deleted off my phone, but I still have, like, the account. But Bad Bunny was my inspiration because he follows zero people.
I love
But then when Kobe Bryant died, he followed one person. That was Kobe Bryant. And so I was like, he is iconic for that. He has so many people, his family, his girlfriend, his best friends, and he doesn't follow one of them. And I was like, okay, I follow, what, 1,000 people for what? I don't even know. I don't even talk to you. I don't get inspired by you. So now I follow, like, 30, less than 30 people. And I'm like, you know, I could still go down lower, and I'm trying to get it down low, because you follow people who are so bad and whatever you want to be like. And that's good to a point, you know, if you get inspiration off them, like whatever, if you're actually doing, you know, doing stuff. But if you're all like, that's why media is just so toxic, because you're just like, you're looking at things you don't care about. You're scrolling or you're looking at things that you're like, oh my God, how is this so perfect? How is this, you know? And it's just not real.
And it's all not real. Yeah, exactly. My man does not have social media. Like, there's no social media of any sort. Like, I'll allow maybe like Snapchat, but that's it, because for memories. But you know, like, my man doesn't have that. Like, when I, what, like 7 years ago, I don't even know how long ago, it's been a minute since I had Instagram, I just decided one day, literally, why? Like, why do I have this? Like, I actually just don't care about anyone, like, that I follow. Like, I don't care about this. Like, I just didn't care anymore. And, like, I just deleted it. And full-on deactivated my account. Bye. Goodbye. And people ask me, like, you don't have an Instagram? What's your Instagram? Yeah. Nope, don't have it. Like, it's not a flex, but I'm just saying, like, I don't have it. And it was so easy for me. Like, I never went back. And, like, a year ago, I also, like, went on, like, a spree on, like, Snapchat. And I just started unadding.
Deleting contacts, deleting messages, clearing up your life.
Clearing out that old stuff for new, opening up. Like, when one door closes, another opens. Exactly. And, you know, like, I just think about, like, clearing that out. Like, there's no reason, and I don't care if it makes them feel a certain way, because I don't care,
because I've unfollowed people that you would think, like, I've been childhood friends with people, but I unfollowed them, and it's not that I'm like, I don't like you anymore.
It's not a statement.
And they might even realize, oh my God, Issa unfollowed me. What the fuck, like, what? But I don't care, whatever you think. It's not that serious. I don't follow you. I'm sorry, because I don't get inspired. And your life may be amazing, whatever, but I'm not inspired by the pictures, you know? So if I'm not inspired, I'm gonna unfollow you.
Right.
And whatever, feel however you want about me, but it's not that serious. And like, it's just Bad Bunny, fact that Bad Bunny follows zero, I'm like, that's inspiring. A flex.
Yeah.
Like, that's really like a flex. Like,
literally. And I always think, like, too, I'm like, a private life is a happy life.
Yeah.
Like, real G's move in silence. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want people to know, like,
what you're going
to
do.
And another thing is, like, not to hate on, I feel like I'm really not trying to, like, sound like I'm hating on people, but one person, I'm just saying who it is. Oh my God. It's the most cringe thing to me. I just can't deal with it.
Be humble.
Flexing your money. It's like, bands of hundreds, and you're just like air, like throwing it out, and like, I've got this like a new car and like Audi and like steak and like
Dior.
I'm at a strip club, and it's so intense. I'm like, that's so just like, you are so just posing right now.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is just to flex, and like, this is just not like that, at least for me, maybe even if that is your real life and you're happy with that, like, to me, it's not the vibe.
And it's different being like, it's different, like, you know, posting a picture of you on your boat or like, you know, whatever, but like, if you're full on flexing your money and, you know, say, like, that's just,
I just can't,
no one cares, you know, like, it's not even about like jealousy. It's just like, you know, like, I'm whatever, good for you for having money, and even if you did all make this by yourself, but like, that's good just for a you. Lot, you know,
it's so much.
Be humble, exactly, like,
and I'm like, for who is this like performance?
Yes,
you know, like it's not for yourself, because like, you're obviously wanting people to be like, wow, look at you, you know. And I'm just so like, very private life is happy life. Like, I don't need all these random people on Snapchat to know where I am or what I'm doing. Like, I actually don't want you to know.
That's how I used to be, though. I remember being like, not on Instagram or social media, but like, to my friends, I used to be like, oh, you're not doing this. Well, I'm doing this, you know, whatever. But now I'm just like, I don't even want to speak about myself, because I'm like,
same.
You know, I just... I don't need you to know about what I'm doing. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to sometimes say it. I want to be like, I'm proud of myself for doing this, you know? Like,
same.
You know, maybe inspire them. But at the same time, like, just don't even, be proud of yourself. You don't need anyone to know.
Exactly.
Like, no one needs to know.
Yes. It's about just winning for yourself. Like,
yeah.
The only competition is me yesterday. Right? Like, yeah. The only competition is myself. How can I be better than who I was yesterday? Like, yeah. It's all for me. Like, mm-hmm. You know?
If people ask about what I'm doing, yeah, I'll tell them whatever. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not going to, like, go into detail unless they keep, you know, asking, right. Interviewing, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm never just going to be, like, talking about what I'm doing, my next move, whatever. Like,
that's another thing. Know? The next move, like, I feel like a lot of times people block their blessings by
saying them. That's why I don't like to tell
people. Same. That's why I've, like, sometimes I think people are like, why didn't you tell me about this earlier? Yeah. You know, like, I got a job and still some people in our family don't know because I'm just like, I just like really want to just wait. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I don't need you to know about it yet. Like, a lot of it was like, still I hadn't signed with HR and I'm like, you know, I don't want to like say it and then boom, it's gone. You know, like a lot of times I just want to wait until I full on have it. Like it's done, it's claimed. And then I can tell some people and be like happy about it. Still not really brag to like everyone, you know?
Yeah.
But still, like, I feel like a lot of times if you're like, oh, I got this job or like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Because I remember I would tell my friends or not even my just one friend and like even you sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm going to hang out with this guy. Mm. Like, you know, I always got so excited about him, guys. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so sweet. And then we either end up not hanging out or like he ends up being a bitch or like whatever. And I'm like, and then they ask me about it. And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't even that good. Whatever, you know. So I'm like, I just want to be able to tell people after it happened. And even if it was bad, like, I'll tell them about it, you know? Right. Like, I hung out with this guy and it wasn't how I planned, but whatever, right. I learned this and this and that.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to, next year, I'm going to be doing this. Because then they're going to be like, oh, well.
What happened?
Yeah, if it didn't happen, be like, well, what? So I just want to, exactly, moving in silence is the best way because you prove to people without even saying a word, it's just your actions.
Exactly.
And people will notice that. Real, we're saying so many basic things. Yeah. Like, not basic, but like,
Cliches,
but like real, recognize real, you know, you don't have to flaunt anything you have. Like if you just have like a normal conversation or vibe, like you will understand each other based off even just energies, you know?
It is. Yes.
It's so true.
And like, I actually just am realizing this now and we got to wrap this up. But like remember when I was going to move to Spain and I had like, I told everyone about it and I was going to do it and blah, blah, blah. And I was hella excited about it. And then boom, like COVID happens. I can't go. All these things just, it would not work. Like it's just like, and then it finally they're like, okay, after a year, now COVID's better. But boom, like you missed the thing for the visa. It just didn't work out. Like I never went and it never worked out. And I'm like realizing now, I'm like, I was way too vocal about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, I should have just waited. And I probably blocked that blessing, even if it wasn't me. But, like, that's another lesson, I guess, I just take from that. Because I'm, like, there's no need to, like, say it until it's, like, boom, in action. Like, it is claimed, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't bragging. Like, I've never been, like, really wanted to brag. But
you're excited.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You want to talk about it and blah, blah, blah. And so, but, yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that. But, yeah, I guess just, like, yeah.
Moving in silence is
the
key.
It is the key.
It's key.
So, but, yeah,
Last thing also just – I mean, I guess we've kind of talked about this, but just because obstacles will get in your way no matter what you're trying to do. And
you're haters.
Haters. If you're trying to improve yourself and if you're happy yourself, not pleasing anyone else, your parents, your daughter, oh, I mean, whatever. But like,
we are childrenless, so we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know about mothers or whatever, but like, you know, bad things will happen. And if you think it's blocking you or if you think whatever, don't be the victim. And always, there's always a lesson to learn from it. Either if what's something you did or what you could take away from it. If someone's being a bitch to you, don't be like, oh, this person's so annoying. She's bossy. Mm. Well, that has something to do with you. If you think this person's bossy, that's either because maybe you're bossy. Maybe you're scared you want to be bossy. Mm. Or maybe you're scared. What was the other one? I forget. I don't know. It was in the book. Mm. But like, you know, the bad things that you see about other people, it has to do something with your subconscious mind. So you always have to analyze, why do I get annoyed by this person?
If someone cuts you off in traffic and you're like, dang, fuck you. Okay, you clearly needed a lesson in patience that day.
Exactly.
You know, like if they're impatient and it's frustrating you, maybe you need to think about
and patience. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. It's maybe if it was like a close crash or something, you might have gotten scared. But, you know, it's like,
I think a lot of things is like You can take a lesson. Everything's a lesson.
Everything is.
And rejection is never rejection. It's redirection.
Yes.
It's always a lesson. It's a new... If something's meant for you, it's meant for you. And if it's not, it's still something to learn from.
Exactly. Like if you get turned down on an interview, but the thing you... Maybe you're an actor and you really, really want it... Move on. Go to another interview. Mm. Do it until you get a role that you want. It's not like, I wasn't meant for this. Mm. It's this universe telling me I wasn't. No. No. Yep. If you really want it, you will do it.
Yup.
So.
And that's 40 minutes. Yep. Wow. That felt like 5 minutes.
Literally.
At least for us. But
hopefully you gained something from this. We just really, we really like to... surround ourselves by people and things that make us inspired.
Yeah.
So that's one thing you should take away, is just get inspiration from something or someone.
And be ambitious. Like, you don't have to know everything you want to do, but do stuff and just enjoy the ride and really, like, start planning for when you do have, you know, things that make you happy. Like, how can I do more of this?
And say yes to things.
Yeah.
Never say, oh, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
If the universe is offering you something,
say yes
and take it.
Yep.
Even if you're scared, you don't know how to do it, take it.
Exactly.
If you really want it.
Like Mila Kunis, when she took that position, that role, she was 16. She lied about being 18. She never would have met after
sometimes
pressure.
Sometimes you gotta lie. On your resume, you gotta fake it. You gotta, you know.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
It's all the confidence.
Do what you want.
We're so cliche. Anyways, this is like 41 minutes, so goodbye. But if you guys, again, have anything you want us to talk about, we also love to get, like, people sending us maybe, like, a question or advice or whatever.
We love to help you guys.
Yeah.
And we love that you're listening. So
thank you guys.
We love our savages.
Yes. Love you, savages. And we will see ya
hopefully soon.
Yes.
We need to do another one soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, babies,
love you guys.